with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security.
That's Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Karen Gibson announcing the chamber is receiving the House's articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. The articles accuse Mayorkas of willfully and systematically refusing to enforce immigration laws at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats are expected to try to dismiss or table the charges this week before arguments start. Meanwhile, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has been joined by Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie in an effort to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. The speaker says now is not the time to play politics.
We're in dangerous times, as has been articulated here, around the world, and here at home. We need steady leadership. We need steady hands at the wheel. I regard myself as a wartime speaker. I mean, in a literal sense, we are. I knew that when I took the gavel.
Some Republicans are angry with Johnson over his efforts to pass a foreign aid bill. The first seven jurors for Donald Trump's criminal trial were seated Tuesday after lawyers grilled the jury pool about their social media posts, political views, and personal lives to decide who can sit in fair judgment of the former president. The panelists who were selected are an information technology worker, an English teacher, an oncology nurse, a sales professional, a software engineer, and two lawyers. 11 more people still must be sworn in before opening statements begin as early as next week in the first criminal trial of a former commander-in-chief. On Wall Street, the Dow by 63 points, the Nasdaq dropped 19. This is SRN News. The Alabama Supreme Court rules in favor of a Methodist congregation.
Harvest Church in Dothan wants to leave the UMC over the denomination's embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination says, fine, but we get to keep all your property. The church sued and the UMC petitioned to kill the lawsuit. Now the Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that the suit can continue. Thousands of congregations have been quitting the UMC in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Methodist Church has lost 25% of its U.S. congregations, with conservatives departing over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the question is whether the church can avert a similar outcome elsewhere in the world. That issue is particularly acute in Africa, home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the U.S. and a bastion of conservatism. Most African bishops favor staying in the denomination for now, but other voices are calling to disaffiliate. This is SRN News. Wall Street slump continues.
Stocks mostly fell on Wall Street Tuesday under pressure again from rising Treasury yields. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, and the Nasdaq fell 0.1%. United Health helped support the market after jumping on a stronger-than-expected profit report. But the majority of stocks weakened after two top officials at the Federal Reserve warned it may not cut interest rates for a while after inflation reports this year came in worse than expected. The two-year Treasury yield briefly climbed as high as 5% before paring its gain. Damian Troisi, New York.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell cautioned that persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year, opening the door to a period of higher for longer rates. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.